Amen. Amen. He's able. Giving all praises to God, to our own Reverend Dr. Janice Bryant, to Deacon Harrison, to Reverend Minister West, to all of you that is present today. We do thank God for this, another expression, for allowing us to come together on this Palm Sunday. Amen. When you look at all that has transpired down through the last couple of weeks and months, it's a blessing. Amen. To be able to come into this place and lay our burdens down, that we can take it to the Lord in prayer. We do want to express our appreciation to Ebenezer on yesterday for a beautiful homegoing service for Deaconess Hayes. Amen. Ebenezer showed much love to one of their own, and that too was a blessing. We do want on this Friday, Good Friday, I know that traditionally Ebenezer has seven last sayings here, but this year I've been invited to a citywide seven last sayings held at New Hope at noon off of Decker. And for that inconvenience, I will provide lunch. As long as you eat it at New Hope. It's on me. It's on me. Just tell them, whoever asks you for anything, just say Reverend Robson said it's on him. But as long as you eat it at New Hope and from their fellowship hall, and we can enjoy fellowship with them as well. We do want to encourage everyone to take part in our Easter activities. I know they're more targeted toward the young adults and youth, but some of us are young enough in heart, amen, to come and enjoy the activity. So we do want to encourage all that can be a part of those activities. We definitely want to thank God today for our own Dr. Jones. Amen. She's no ram in the bush. Dr. Jones is Dr. Jones. Amen. We call on her when we need her. But we definitely want to thank God for our guest musician, Ace, today.
Ace.
Amen. Well sought after, active, musician. So we're grateful to share with him. And we do solicit, traveling prayers and grace, for our own, brother Moshe. As he moved, he had to handle an emergency, musical, emergency. Many of us won't be able to understand that kind of stuff because we can't have play. But it was an emergency, and so we're grateful that the Lord don't have just one. Amen. But we're grateful for those who have come and take part in this Palm Sunday. If you would, we would like to call your attention to the Gospel of John, chapter 19. This is the sixth of the last seven saying. This is the sixth one, the seven last sayings found in the Gospel of John chapter 19. And we simply want to read into your hearing verse 30. By the inspiration of God, by the pen of John, these words are recorded. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. We read into your hearing, John chapter 19, verse 30. We ask that there be a blessing to the reading and hearing of God's word. We simply want to tag this text, it. It. Thank you, Ursus. Palm Sunday is a day that is on the Christian calendar that is set aside to mark the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. He came not as a conquering king, but he came as a humble servant. He came riding on a donkey, and people threw their clothes on his path and palm branches on the path that his arrival into Jerusalem marked him coming for our salvation. And so today, as we prepare in this Lenten season, and on this Palm Sunday, and prepare ourselves for next Sunday, Easter Sunday, it's important for us to remember it. Jesus from the cross says, "It is finished." It is the subject of this sentence. The actual term that Jesus used on that day, is the Greek word is tetelestai. Tetelestai simply means is finished. It is complete. It is final. This tetelestai is used in accounting when the bookkeeper is looking at your assets and liabilities, and they get down to the end and find that they are balanced. They say, tetelestai. It is balanced. It is a word used for the creditor. When the creditor has lent you some money and you have to pay back that money. And on that final payment, when you have paid it all back, they stamp it to tetelestai. It is paid in full. Now my favorite is used in artists, in art, with a painting or a sculpture or a musical piece. At some point, the artist has to stop. The artist can look at the work and still see some errors, still see some places where he might add some shadowing, or maybe in a piece to see a note that's higher or a little lower, or a sculpture where one more piece of chunk. But at some point, they have to stop. If they're going to sign it and sell it and to be able to use it, at some point they have to stop. And at that point, it's called tetelestai. It is finished. On the cross, Jesus, God, was painting a picture. He gave us the words in John 3:16 where it said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." And out on that cross, here he is painting the same picture. The picture of a God that's loved the world and who has given his only begotten son. And from the cross, Jesus cries, "It is finished." It is the word that marks the conclusion. It's the word that marks that it's done. It's also a word used in military. When the fighting is raging on, at some point when the battle is won, they yell, "It is finished." It is a victor's cry. The cry of those in victory. It's a word of completion. It's a word of finality. It's a word in court. It's court. Court, if you've been sentenced to a crime, allegedly, and you have served your time, it is your debt to society has been paid in full. It is time served. It is fully served. This word, tetelestai, it means to be complete. So it's important in this sentence. First of all, I want to point out, I teach homiletics on the side. I'm a shade tree homiletic professor. I teach public speaking on the side, you know. And every once in a while, I get a good question. And one time I got a question, they asked, how many points should a public speech have? How many points should a sermon, a message have? And I answered, well, at least one. Because I figured if it's no point, then there's no point to the sermon. So it has to have at least one. And say, so he then turned to me and said, have you ever preached a sermon with just one point? And I said, I thought about it for a while, and I said, yeah. And the title of it is It. Because it only has one point. And the point is that it is important. It is important. It is important grammatically. In this sentence, it is the pronoun, making it important. It's important because in grammar I learned that a pronoun stands in the place of a noun. The pronoun is just simply a noun's ambassador. He stands in the place of a greater noun. So the question then is, what does this it stand in the place of that Jesus says is finished? It stands in the place of the work of salvation, the work of atonement, the work of redemption. Jesus' work on the cross is summed up in one pronoun, it. And there he declares that it is finished. You can't add nothing to it. You can't take nothing away from it. You can't divide it out. You can't multiply. It is finished. You can't edit it. You can't audit it. You can't rearrange it. It is finished. It is done. It is complete. It represents the work that Christ did on the cross. The work of our salvation, the work of our redemption, the work of our atonement. He did it all. You know, there's some places where they ask, you know, give you opportunity to ask, what is your pronoun? You know, he, she, he, the, they, whatever. I always write down it. I'm still wishing for somebody would ask me to explain it. I was just, it's a straight up trap. I'm just waiting on them to ask me to explain why I want to be identified with it. And I will run them straight to John chapter 19 verse 30 where Jesus says, it is finished. I want to be identified with the work of redemption. I want to be identified with the work of atonement. I want to be identified with the work of salvation. If it had not been for the Lord and what he did on the cross, where would I be? It is important because of who said it. If Peter would have said it, it wouldn't have been that important. If Paul would have said it, it wouldn't have been that important. But Jesus said it. Jesus, the Son of God, said it. Jesus, the Son of Mary, said it. Jesus, the bright and morning star, the Alpha and the Omega. He that was in the beginning, if the word, he said it is finished. He said it is complete. It is done. It's important because of where he said it. On a hill, far away, on an old rugged cross, an emblem of suffering and shame,
on that cross, he said it. Now, it wasn't in Mary's house in Bethany. It wasn't in the upper room. He said it from the cross. That's why we need to take time this morning to talk about why it is important. It is important grammatically. It is important historically. It matters in time. In fact, it has split time in two. We mark time because of it. Caesar is marked because of it. Pharaoh is marked because of it. The Egyptian dynasty is marked because of it. The Roman dynasty is marked because of it. It separates time. Before it, they call it BC. After it, they call it AD. All because of it. It splits time in two. It is important historically. It splits time in two. It helps us in the present. It keeps us for the future. It prepares us for those that we may encounter. It is complete. It is finished. The word is stands that it will always be. Once Jesus finished it, it will always be a finished work. That means my run, ripping and running don't add to it. My works, my good works don't add to it. My good deeds don't add to it. My keeping my mouth shut or me speaking up don't change it. It is important all by itself. It is important grammatically. It is important historically. But it is important spiritually. The songwriter raised the question, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Only the work that Jesus performed on the cross reconciles us to God. It is important spiritually. Listen, God wasn't even checking you out until after he checked out Jesus. See, our faithfulness didn't mean anything until Jesus finish the work. Jesus, the work of salvation, the work of atonement, the work of redemption that he finishes on the cross, it matters to you and I spiritually. Because if you don't believe it, you're going to hell. And if you do believe it, you're going to heaven. I didn't make it up. I didn't write it. I read it. Believe it. Amen. Live by it. Knowing that I'm going to have to leave this world someday. As my father left, my grandfather left, as they have left, we all going to have to leave this world. But it makes it possible for us to have a home on the other side. That we're just passing through this low land of sorrow. It provides forgiveness for our sins. That we do not have to walk around with the weight and the guilt of sin in our lives. Because of what Jesus did on the cross. It is important. It is important grammatically. It is important historically. It is important spiritually. And finally, it is important personally. I mean, it's important to me. And I hope that it is important to you. But you can't inherit it. I don't care how faithful mama was, she can't pass it to you. It ain't in your DNA. It ain't in your blood. It ain't in your family heritage. You have to accept it for yourself. Nobody can accept it for you. You have to accept it. The work of Christ, you have to accept it for yourself. And the simple truth is you couldn't do it for yourself. Your mama couldn't do it for you. Your daddy couldn't do it. Big mama couldn't do it. Big daddy couldn't do it. Nobody could do it. Peter couldn't do it. Paul couldn't do it. John couldn't do it. Nobody could do it. Moses couldn't do it. Abraham couldn't do it. Isaac and Jacob could not do it. Nobody but Jesus could do this work. It was his assignment. It was his task to complete. And thanks be to God, from the cross, he declared, "It is finished. It is done. It is complete." You can wrap it. You can seal it. You can sign it. It is finished. It is the work of Christ on the cross. And brothers and sisters, without it, it wouldn't be no church. Without it, it wouldn't be no gospel. Without it, it wouldn't be no redemption. Without it, it wouldn't be no salvation. Without it, it would be no atonement. Without it, we'll still have to kill bulls. Without it, we'll still have to kill chickens. Without it, we'll have to kill doves. Without it, we have to find something else. But Jesus paid it all by himself. He did it all for you and for me. And so it is important. It completes the sacrificial system. It completes the law. It brought an end to the prophets. Because he is the final word. It is important. And as we move toward Easter, let us be minded that Adam caused it. Sin is the reason for it. Transgression is the basis for it. Temptation is the origin of it. And nobody could do it but Jesus. Jesus did it all for you and I. The good shepherd did it. The lily in the valley did it. The bright and morning star did it. The healer, he did it. The miracle worker, he did it. He did it for you and he did it for me. He did it all. And all we have to do is accept this great work and celebrate what he did for us and invite others about it. Tell them about it. Live like you live it. Talk about it. Pray about it. Be about it. Think about it. Pray about it. Hope about it. Talk to your children about it. Talk to your parents about it. Talk to your neighbors about it. Talk to your coworkers about it. Talk to students about it. Talk to teachers about it. Talk to nieces, nephews. It is important. May God bless you and may God keep you this morning. At this time, we want to extend the opportunity to you for somebody this today to accept it. To accept the work of Christ on the cross. And when you accept it, he becomes your Lord and Savior in your heart. Will you come? Will you come? As the ushers and deacons come and greeters, we want to give you the opportunity right now. And if you're watching us online, virtually, we ask that you put
a word in the comments and we will reply. Believe it, accept it, and it will change your life. Will you come? Accept. We pray that the Lord will bless you.